Good evening and a very warm welcome to Christchurch this evening for our Carols by Candlelight service. My name's Becca, I'm the curate here. My colleague Tom, who's vicar here, is going to be speaking during our service. But on behalf of the whole team here, we're really glad to have you with us as we celebrate the birth of Christ once again. So whoever you are, whatever reason has brought you here this evening, please consider yourselves very, very welcome. A few announcements as we begin. As you'll notice, there are a number of candles in the building. In the event that there is a fire and we do need to leave, you can leave either side at the back or through the vestry here. So three exits to the back and to the right. And we have a team that will facilitate that. But I'm sure that won't happen this evening. After the service, there'll be refreshments available. There's gluten-free options, so do go to the hatch at the back of church after the service, get a cup of tea or coffee, mince pie, biscuit, and stay around. Please introduce yourself to me. If we've not met, I'd love to meet you. You're all really welcome to stay afterwards for refreshments. We also have a hearing loop, so if you're someone that would like to use the loop system, that is in place, so do make use of that. When I finish speaking in just a few moments' time, the service will proceed unannounced. Hopefully you've had sight of an order, a running order for this evening. So we'll stand, if you're able, for the congregational carols. We'll sit for the readings and the choir pieces, and they will follow one to the next. I won't be getting up in between, so do just go with the flow. I think that's it by the way of housekeeping type announcements. So I wonder if I can invite us all just to pause for a moment. No doubt we come this evening worrying about stuff, stressed about stuff. Christmas is around the corner, and sometimes that's great, but sometimes that comes with stress and complications too. And so we keep silence for a moment, and then I'm going to lead us in an opening prayer. Tom will light our Advent wreath for us, and the service will continue from there. So a moment of quiet as we gather this evening. Have come together as Christmas draws near to prepare for our celebration of the birth of God's beloved Son. Through the days of Advent, we have followed the light of Christ, and now we travel in spirit with Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to acclaim with the multitude of the heavenly host the coming of the Prince of Peace. In this service, we hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ, and we offer to God our thanksgiving in the joyful singing of carols. Almighty God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you. A voice of one calling, "In the desert prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?"
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in the manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it was stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
I wonder what you're hoping for Christmas to get. Perhaps there's a particular gift that you're after this year, and you've left some clues for your family, and you're hoping they've picked them up. I must admit, the hints I drop for what I'd like on Christmas Day, are pretty unsubtle. And so I'm fairly confident on that day itself, on the books and the CDs, are going to be the ones I'm after. Some gifts we're expecting. But I wonder if you, like me, sometimes get a few unexpected presents as well, because they can be a really nice surprise. A couple of years ago, I got one of those fancy pen knives. Here it is. You know, the ones with the pliers and the Phillips screwdriver and some scissors and knife and all the rest of it. Really pleased with it. And it's actually got my name engraved on it. It says here, Tom will fix it. So that's mine. Really pleased about that. So if our gifts can be a bit of a happy mixture of the expected and the unexpected, then that first Christmas, that gift was a bit of a mixture too. Firstly, the expected. The people of Israel, as we heard in our readings, were expecting from God a saviour who would be for them. The first to hear about it, as we heard in another reading, were the shepherds on the hillside. And given the magnitude of what it meant for God to come to earth, the magnificence of what we read about would have been no surprise. After all, we would say, well, this is God's arrival. Here were these men on their night shift, when suddenly the sky fills with the sight of a host of angels. Actually, an army of angels is probably a better description. And their reaction? Well, they were understandably terrified. No surprise then, that sort of announcement. After all, you and I might say, this is God coming to earth. But we also heard in the reading about the invitation those shepherds received, that they were to go themselves to see this God. To put it mildly, that would have been an awesome experience. Now, that bit we might have expected. But what they were taken to, what they actually saw, we might not have bargained for. You see, the sight of this God in Bethlehem was wonderful, yes, but was surprisingly ordinary. One can imagine these work-weary, hardened shepherds reeling from the awesome, frightening sight of the angels, now standing in front of a young, poor couple looking at a tiny, vulnerable baby, being told this is God who has come to us. Really? They might have thought. They knew they weren't the best of educated people, but this God in a little newborn? This is not what they would have expected for the arrival of God. Because it would seem unexpectedly he had not come in power and strength, but slipped in. A gift coming in such an unexpected way? You see, this God has the same quiet character in our lives too. He often doesn't come crashing in, but often as not, gently enters our world and any heart willing to accept him. Maybe this style of arrival is not what you would have expected. Not so much a God that we must go to him in his grandeur, but that first he comes to us. And often as not, quietly. Maybe you'd like to think about this surprising arrival a little further of what God coming to earth might mean for you and the life that you live. You have a chance in the new year to listen to what the Christian faith has to say in an accessible and relevant way. It's called the Alpha Course, and it's a chance for you to bring your questions, where we can listen to them and we can talk about them together. It's friendly and non-threatening, I promise. We have a what we call a welcome supper where you can see what it might be like on a Wednesday evening in the middle of January. And it's a place where you can find out more. But if you're interested or just like to know a little more, then please do have a word with Becca or myself. And we've got a little card we can give you. You can pick them up at the back It gives a tiny bit about the course and when our course is starting here in this building on the 15th of January, and it's got a Christmassy theme, as you can see. Fa-la-la-la-la, it says on the front. But in the meantime, as this Christmas approaches, and if you're hoping for a present in particular, well, I hope you receive it. But maybe the best present you might discover is the one that maybe you won't be expecting. And that would be to find out something more about the identity of this Saviour who quietly came to us.
At Christmas, we celebrate God sending his Son to earth. And so we pray for the world that Jesus came to save. Let us pray. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. And so we pray for the peace that Jesus came to bring. Peace amongst the nations of our world. Peace in our communities. Peace in our own families and amongst our friends and neighbours. Jesus came as the light of the world. And so we pray for all those known to us who feel as though they are living in darkness. For those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. For those who are sick or suffering. For those who feel anxious or alone. For those for whom the future feels bleak. Jesus was born far from home and in a stable. And so we pray for all those who are far from home or experiencing homelessness this Christmas time. We pray too for those for whom Christmas is stressful because of the financial burden. Those who are struggling with debt or unemployment. those who are cold and unable to heat their own homes, those who do not have enough to eat. Jesus came as Emmanuel, God with us. And so we pray tonight that we might know the love of God in our own lives. May we take the joy of this service and the blessing we have received with us as we go, that however each of us spend Christmas, we might know afresh, or for the first time, the light, hope, love, joy, peace, and life that Jesus came to bring us. Amen.
Sing the song of Emmanuel.
the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.